Well, first of all, you have to have a really well-calibrated set of scales. I actually have a set that did measure gunpowder. And so you measure it by the gram. If you're lucky enough and you've got enough, you might get a kilo or so, but I'm not up to that point yet. No way, not yet. I'd like to be.
Phil Tierney is talking about saffron, the world's most expensive spice. Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. Phil and her husband Ted are growing the special crocus bulbs in raised beds on their small property at Merbu North in Victoria's Gippsland region. What started out as a weekend getaway has turned into a burgeoning small business, with Phil supplying farmers markets and restaurants in nearby Melbourne.
Bit of a long story. We bought this place in 2009. We were both still working full-time down in the Melbourne suburbs. We were coming up here weekends. But after we'd been here, coming up here about 12 months, I said to my husband, we really should be growing something. The ground should be doing something while we're not here, even if it was vegetables for the family. And then as it happened a couple of weeks later at work during my lunchtime, I was sitting in the cafe and reading a garden magazine. And there was an article on saffron. So, you know, one of the requirements it was saying was full sun, slightly sloping land, north facing. And I thought, this is it. This is me. I'm going to have a go.
And have a go she did. Phil planted out the bulbs and waited for the first flowers to appear.
Well, I just sort of put them in the ground, and so there's no chemicals of any sort go near it. It's such a thrill to see the little shoots come up, and of course your first flower is just, you know, you're beside yourself.
She had just a few short weeks in autumn to pick the flowers before carefully plucking out the three red saffron stigmas, which make up the super expensive saffron threads.
Everything is done by hand. It's very labour intensive. And that's apart from the weeding, that's the most horrendous thing. Although I think counting the strands into the little bottles for the market is probably worse. And I say to Ted, don't talk to me, I'm counting. But it's a lot of work. You've got to pick them and then take them inside and prick out all the strands, the three strands in each flower. You have to dry them, and I have a little dehydrator now, but when I first started I was drying them on paper towel, just naturally. They were taking 5 days or so to dry. We've since got a little dehydrator, which is terrific. It's very versatile. You can use it in absolutely anything, and a lot of people relate it just to yellow-coloured rice. So I've spent the last 4 years or so doing farmers markets and educating people as to how you use it, how to infuse it. It's best infused or ground up in your mortar and pestle and infused in your liquid and then added to your dish. That way you get colour, flavour and aroma.
Now, as Phil says, saffron is much more than pialas and curries. It's great in desserts and even scrambled eggs. And then, of course, there's her special saffron scones. And that's, you've just rung the bell for Ted to come in for scones and saffron tea?
Yes, he hears that and he comes running. He knows it's scone time.
Okay, so we're sitting down here at the table and having some of your scones. A bit hard to imagine what the flavour might be like when you think of how beautiful the colour is, whether the flavour will be as bright as that. Cheese and chive saffron scones.
A little bit of parsley in there too.
These are some of the biggest scones I've ever seen. It's certainly quite an earthy taste to it.
Yeah. So you would put an inch or so of the tea into your teacup.
And it's a bright, beautiful, bright yellow.
It looks like oil, doesn't it? And pour that in. You can add a little bit of mint or a bit of honey or a bit of lemon if you prefer. But it's very refreshing just on its own. These scones is actually Ted's mum's recipe. She was a beautiful farmhouse cook.
Now, Ted, you grew up on a dairy farm.
Mum was the cook. The country table was absolutely full of food. There was just trays of food, cakes and things like that Mum had cooked. It was really good fun.
It was quite funny the way people used to say, oh, scones are hard to rise and they're hard to do this and things like that. And I'd watch Mum and she'd be
bashing the dough and chucking it around, and everyone's going, oh, but they're not going to rise, and boom, up they'd come.
So just thinking that this scone recipe is one of the favourites that your mother used to cook, but did you ever imagine that perhaps that these scones would have a new twist to them with saffron?
No, and I don't think Mum did either.